BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump has said he's prepared to terminate American participation in the nuclear deal with Iran, prompting condemnation from the other world powers that signed it. Mr. Trump said Tehran had violated the 2015 agreement to limit its nuclear program on multiple occasions. He said he would not cancel the agreement immediately and would work with Congress to repair its flaws. The Iranian president Hassan Rouhani questioned whether President Trump could unilaterally decertify an agreement that was signed by Tehran, not just with the US, but with the UK, Russia, France, China and Germany. The European Union's foreign policy chief said it was not in the hands of any president to end the agreement. The authorities in California say they're still fighting 17 separate wildfires in a wine region to the north of San Francisco. Three smaller fires have been contained, and the state's fire protection chief said progress was being made tackling the rest. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge has ruled against the extradition to Italy of a former communist militant, Cesare Battisti. He was jailed for life by an Italian court in the 70s for the deaths of four people. The judge said Mr. Battisti would remain in Brazil until the court convened to issue a final ruling. A North American family who were rescued from the Taliban-linked Haqqani network in Pakistan on Wednesday have arrived back in Canada. Joshua Boyle, a Canadian, his American wife, Caitlin Coleman, and their three children landed in Toronto on Friday night. The couple were kidnapped in Afghanistan 5 years ago and their children born in captivity. Two original cover illustrations in colour for the French comic strip character Asterix have fetched more than $1 million each at auction in Paris. The record breaker was signed by Asterix's creators, the writer René Goscinny and illustrator Albert Uderzo. BBC News.